Hey, Mike, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
Hey, not too bad. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So first off, we received all the photos, and regarding the invoice, the reason it's not letting you click that link is because you already did it, but I'll show you how to get to the terms of experience from your dashboard. So do you have some time right now?
I'm actually driving right this second, Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't know I already did it. I thought I got an email saying I needed to do it, and then I tried to do it, but I didn't have. I called you for my password or whatever.
It probably triggered on accident or something. You know. So don't worry about it. It's already done. But I want to show you how to see all your photos in the dashboard and take you to your terms of experience, because you could always go to it from your dashboard. If you want, just give me a call when you're able to, like, pull up your phone or your desktop, and I can walk you through it no problem. The only thing, though, if I'm on the phone with another client, like I just was, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Yeah, no problem. No problem, Daniel. I'm busy, too. My wife emailed them a couple times, and then they said that somebody said they didn't get them, but I checked them. You should got like 100 photos.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. There's only 17 in here in the dashboard. So let me message over to Caesar on that side and see where the additional ones are. That might be like the max or something for the website. So I'll double check on that. You know.
I didn't. I mean, you need it, but like I said, I know that I spoke to one lady. She's like, I didn't get them. I'm like, my wife emailed them like 8 times. You know what I mean? And
it says in here they got the email, and then also we got text messages too with them. So
one with like 20 of them or whatever. That's all I could send, like 20 at a time. But
right,
like I said, I didn't want to keep sending them. But yeah, I didn't know, you know, if, how many you guys could use. You know what I mean?
Right. It, you know, the thing is, if she sends them from her email, because her email is not on file, they probably didn't know where to attach them. So I would recommend just send them, I'll send you my email again, and just send them to my email, and I can make sure they're all attached, you know? So let me,
okay,
hold on.
Is there a limit on them, or Daniel? I mean, I don't want to overwhelm, you know what I mean? Like I said, I got like 100 of them, you know what I mean, or something like that. I don't know if there's a limit or how many would you, don't know what to pick or choose. I guess I can just send them all and you can pick and choose whatever you think is best for the portfolio.
And I'll show you what they have on there too. Like the ones they have look pretty good, but, you know, I'll double check that. So just all you need to do, just call me when you're in front of your computer or desktop, and I'll walk you through all this stuff. And in the meantime, I'm going to hit up Caesar on that side and see what the max on the photos are, because I don't even know what that answer is. So I'm going to learn something new today, for sure.
Well, I know, too. I know whoever I spoke to, like I said, the 877 number, whatever, they said that, you know, they recognized the number that it was coming from, my wife's number, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Because I told them, well, my wife sent it, you know, they recognized the phone number or whatever, but maybe they didn't get her email. I'll have to attach her email to my account or whatever.
Right. That's what I'd recommend. Yeah, so we know who it's coming from.
Yeah, she's the one that does all my stuff, you know what I mean? My invoices, all my whatever, she does all that, like I told you before. So, what I'll do later today is if you email me the thing you was just going to email me, and then I can, if I text you something, do I text it to this phone number?
Yeah, just text it to this number, and it goes to my email is the way the text messages work. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll just text message you her email information that you can attach.
Please.
To my
shoot me her phone number, too, so I could add the phone number on file as well.
I thought you did that already.
I might have. Hold on. No, I just put her name. That's my bad. Yeah.
No problem. When I get off phone, I'll text you her, as soon as I get to where I'm going, I'll text you her, her email and her phone number.
Perfect.
And, that all attached. And like I said, cause she's the one that does, you know, does most of my stuff when I'm out working or whatnot. So, And then, like I said, just let me know, you know, if they got all the photos. Like I said, I think there was like 100 of them or something. I don't know. I had her do it because she actually went through and kind of put them in order. You know what I mean? Because like I said, in my phone, they're just, you know, I took a couple at the beginning of this job, and then I went to another job and I got pictures of that job, and then back to the first job and got, so she kind of put everything in order. So it was kind of easier for, you know, whoever got them to, you know, recognize, all right, this is all one bathroom job. This is all
right.
One kitchen job. You know what I mean? So.
Right. So her email is not on file either for us. So that's my bad at the sign up. I'm sorry about that. So I'll add it. And then what I'm going to have her do is just forward that email to me if possible. That way I can make sure they get it. Because what probably happened is she emailed from her email address and they didn't know where to attach it, you know? So that's my bad. I apologize. But I see they have like 17 photos on there now, but I just got feedback from Caesar too. There's no limit on the amount of photos you could send, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the 17 they probably got was the ones that I text messaged.
That's what I'm assuming.
Whoever I spoke to, Daniel, had said that, like I said, they said they got the email from her, but there wasn't nothing in the attachment. So somebody was receiving her emails, but they said there wasn't nothing in the attachment. And the first one she sent, she kind of messed up on accident, and there really wasn't nothing on that one. But like I said, she sent it like 6 or 7 more times. And so somebody, like I said, got her email and knew it was her, I guess, through my phone number. I don't even know how they knew it was her because it was just her name. But, yeah, I'd rather
send it to me. That way it could be like, Mike, they're not pulling up, you know, because I can't see the actual email because it went to the tech side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we'll have her, just forward it to my email. Just call me when you're in front of the computer, and then I'll walk you through your dashboard. That way I show you how to get to the terms of experience, how to get to your photos that are on there now, and then we'll just have her it should be real easy. She'll go to her sent emails and just forward that same email to me. That way she doesn't have to redo it, and then I'll let you know what's what, like, oh, it's pulling up or it's not, you know?
Okay, yeah, cool, Daniel. It'll be later this afternoon, but
okay.
Yeah, like it's, because, you know, I want to be there, like I said, so you can show me my dashboard stuff and whatnot.
Yeah, it's important.
But
yeah.
Whatever, so.
And everything else is on pace. So I see they're almost done PIN verifying you. James is actually working on that. So, the Google listing should be live pretty soon here, too, you know?
Okay, cool, yeah. So, like I say, you know, I want to be there. That way I can anything that I go over, you know, we can go over it and stuff.
Perfect.
But I got an early day today. I got a parent teachers conference.
Those are always fun, man. My wife always handles those things.
So my wife's been trying to do it, man. I got this, you know, I my daughter's like 6 years old, man, and she's real, you know, she's real gentle, real kind. She don't, you know, she's like me. She's not confrontational. I mean, if you push her and push her, she got a snap, but, you know, then she got these girls at school who've been bullying her, and we've talked to the teacher 4 times. The girl steals stuff out of her backpack, and she came, you know, last night. I tucked her in bed, and she was crying, and, you know, don't want to switch her class. I'm like, why you got to switch your class? She's like, so-and-so still bullying me, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. I'm like, look, you're not, I'm going to go talk to the principal today. You're not swapping nothing. They're going to swap these little girls out or whatever, you know what I mean?
Cool.
You know,
good.
And
good.
Tougher because of these little girls, you know what I mean? I mean,
man, that's crazy. You know, kids can be mean, man.
And she's so, you know, she just, I mean, you know, she'll give you her last bite of food. One of those type of kids.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
That's
yeah,
right.
So, but all right, Daniel, I said it, man. I'll let you get back to it, and right. Give me a call around 1:30, 2 o'clock your time.
Awesome. All right, I'll talk to you then, Mike.
All right, have a good day, man.
All right, sir. You too. Bye. All right.